Rebels, Part 1, Murphy's Station, 1864. Frank Shannon came awake with a jerk that raised him to a sitting position. He was in near darkness, but as sight returned, he dimly perceived objects scattered about him. For a panicky moment, he couldn't feel his legs. Then as he squirmed, feeling came back with a rush, pain that made him grunt. His legs were pinned by his horse, lying stiff and cold across them. He managed to pull back somewhat, trying to scoot himself out from under the dead weight. As he started to put pressure on his upper arms, though, he felt the pain of a wound in his right shoulder, pain that made him dizzy. He'd been shot there, and the blood from it had brought flies that feasted on the red blotches that covered his front. He could feel them crawling and hear their buzzing as he waved his other hand, trying vainly to shoo them away. After arduous work and more pain, he managed to free himself from under Molly, his little Louisiana mare. What a great horse she was, he thought, all heart and willingness, now reduced to a lump of fly-covered meat. Favoring the arm, he endeavored to raise himself to his feet, using Molly's rump to help him stand. He seemed all right otherwise. His legs held him up. He was light-headed from the wound, the fall he'd taken, and the lack of food that had made his backbone think his stomach was trying to chew itself out of his body before the battle. The battle, he thought belatedly. Had they won it or lost it? He'd been through so many, it almost didn't matter anymore. He just wanted to get done with this war before it finally killed him. He sat on the mare's rump and checked the wound as best he could in the gathering darkness. The temperature was dropping. Overhead clouds obscured the waning moon, making the battlefield darker and more ominous. The ball had gone nearly through the shoulder. Exploring gingerly, almost fainting from pain, he could just feel its roundness pushing from under the skin on his back. Touching it made it burn like fire. The damn thing needed to come out quick, before it and whatever had been driven in with it, clothing, dirt and such, festered and caused blood poisoning. But he couldn't reach it himself. He awkwardly pushed his handkerchief under his shirt and over the throbbing, bleeding opening, hearing as he did so a gargling, breathy moan from nearby.